Good morning. Today is July the 27th, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open your Bibles with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. We'd like to share two verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 5. The word says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, as we read through these just two seemingly simple verses in the book of Proverbs, we understand the wisdom given here to us as the reader. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him," and it says, "and He will make your path straight." God this morning, beloved, desires for you and I as His people, as His children, today as His disciples, to come near Him and to trust in Him with all things. You know, sometimes it seems like we want to share just a portion of our needs and a portion of our burdens with those ones around us, our friends, maybe our families. Sometimes we always keep those deep and hidden secrets away from those who love us the most. Beloved, God is no exception in this. God desires today for you and I to always reveal unto Him the things in our life that trouble us, the things in our lives that hold us back from having full fellowship with Him, His will, His grace, and surely His love that He has and bears for us each day. You know, in verse number 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." You know, if there's one thing the Word of God tells us out of the book of the Revelation, it says that the Lord God despises a lukewarm Christian. The Word says even that He will spew you out of His mouth. A lukewarm Christian, a Christian that is seeking God for only part or partial of their life and their life's needs. God this morning, beloved, desires each one of us to give God our whole heart, to live for the Lord God with all of our heart, holding nothing back, holding nothing for the world to chance, holding nothing for our own endeavors to hold us down and hold us back from what God's will and God's purpose and way truly would be for our heart and our lives. And it says, "Do not lean upon your own understanding." Many times I know I, in my own life, I can speak for myself only as a witness. It would seem like that I would always first think, "Well, Billy, what would be the best thing to do in this circumstance?" without ever seeking God first. Beloved, the Word of God tells us we should always seek the Lord God first. We should always ask Him. We should always dwell in His understanding of what He would have for you and I to do this day and each day of our life. We should always seek the Lord and not look at the understanding that we have of the situation, but rather seek the Lord God and the will of the Holy Spirit, beloved, first. And finally, in verse number 6, it says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Acknowledge the Lord being your power. Acknowledge the Lord God being our strength today, beloved. Acknowledge the Lord God today to take care of our needs as He does and He will through His mercy and through His wonderful, marvelous grace and surely the love that He has for you and I today. May we trust in the Lord God this day, beloved, on this Monday, with all of our heart. Let us not look at the things that we think and perceive as being right, but let's seek the Lord God for His discerning grace that He shows and bears to each one of us today as His people. I would ask you this morning, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's just draw up close to the Lord God. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Father, today we come before You in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we thank You for these two very powerful verses, God, today that we have just read. And God, today we seek You to help us digest and help us apply to our lives this wonderful day. Father, we love You today and we do thank You for loving us. We do thank You and we do seek You, God, for Your understanding, Your own understanding, God, upon our lives. Father, so many times, Lord God, we know that we seem to go on our own ways and we seem to take our own path and direction of life, Father. And God, we know in Your Word and we know, God, for Your love and Your grace to be manifest fully and completely and wholly within our lives, God, we must give You our whole heart. We must give You our lives completely and wholly, God, as we did today, Lord. The day that You redeemed us, the day You forgave us, the day You saved us from our sins. Father, today I pray a special prayer, God, for those around us, God, today we know are sick and shut in. Father, we pray today for our families, God. We pray for the needs, Father, in the lives of many. But Father, today the greatest debt, the greatest need, God, that we have in our lives is to be sure that we pray for those, God, that today we know are lost. Those that we know today are wandering in a lost and a sin-cursed and a very dark world, God, today that need you as Lord. Father, we pray today as you would allow us, let us be the witness and let us be that light in the life of someone else that's walking, Father, in darkness. May you walk with us. May you lead us and guide us, Father. May you just keep your loving arms around us, God, in all things. Father, just as this proverb teaches us, God, may we not, Father, today seek our own understanding, but God, rather, let us learn and live each day, God, to seek after your will and your purpose completely in each matter of our life. Father, we do thank you today for providing us the understanding in this word. Father, we do thank you for the understanding, God, that you give us through your word each and every day, and the privilege, God, you bless us with every day and every morning to have prayer, to come before you, Lord, just to seek your will and your wisdom. Father, today I do pray for those that are walking on the very edge of this earthly life, Father, but ask you to be near and dear to them and their families. We know of God today that are in hospital beds, Father, very sick unto death. We'd ask you to bless them. We'd ask you to comfort and give them peace, Father. The word says that passes all understanding. Father, we pray for each and every listener today, God, that you would just put your loving arms around them. May they feel your presence, your love, your peace, and your grace in all areas of their lives. And Father, just as today we've shared in this devotion, Father, may they and may us today, God, be faithful to pray for one another, to lift each other's needs, God, before you each and every day of life. Father, we thank you for just sustaining life in our bodies overnight. We thank you for the marvelous blessing of rest, God, that you have given our bodies through this night. We would ask you, Father, today to carry us through this Monday. God, may your loving arms, Father, just be felt up under us. May we just hide at times underneath your wings, God. May we just feel your blessings. May we feel your strength. May we feel your power. And surely, God, may we always feel your love in all matters, in all areas of our life. Father, today we love you. And Father, truly, we thank you for loving us first. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for carrying us. And God, may we together as Christians grow more each and every day, Father, abounding in your love and your truth. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. In Jesus' name, amen.